All right, so today we're going to do a deep dive into California employment law.
Okay.
And specifically, we're going to be talking about shift swaps and absences.
Sounds good.
And, you know, California is known for some pretty intense employee regulations.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, this will be really helpful for our listeners to kind of go through all this material.
Yeah, absolutely.
And see exactly what they need to know.
I think what's fascinating about this is that, like, on the surface, you have, like, shift swaps.
Right.
Which, you know, seem like a pretty easy thing.
Yeah, just place trade.
Yeah, exactly. But in California, it's anything but that.
I bet.
It can really turn into a legal nightmare if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, I love a good legal nightmare analogy.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start by defining, like, what even is a shift swap under California law?
Right.
Because I feel like it's probably not as simple as just, like, trading lunch boxes.
Oh, definitely not. It's a lot more complicated than that.
Okay.
You know, just two employees can't decide to trade, and that's the end of it.
Right.
There's a lot of legal obligations that an employer has to deal with when it comes to shift swapping in California.
Okay, so let's just dive into, like, a hypothetical here.
Sure.
So let's say employee A and employee B want to swap a shift.
Okay.
Employee B calls in sick for their shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is actually responsible for covering that shift?
Okay.
And what happens if it's not handled correctly?
Right. So that's a classic example of where things can get tricky.
Okay.
So let's say employee A was originally scheduled to work Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
but they swapped with employee B to work Wednesday.
Okay.
So now employee B calls in sick on Wednesday. In that case, the employer might actually be legally obligated to pay employee a reporting time pay, even though they weren't originally scheduled that day.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Even though they agree to the swap?
Exactly. And to make matters even more complicated, California has something called a predictive scheduling law.
Oh, yeah?
Which adds a whole nother layer of complexity to this whole thing.
Okay.
This law basically requires employers in certain industries mm-hmm. to provide their employees with work schedules in advance.
Right.
And then compensate them if any changes are made without enough notice.
Okay.
So you can see where, like,
oh, yeah.
if somebody misses a swapped shift and the employer has to call in another employee last minute.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They could get hit with a penalty under the predictive scheduling law.
So as an employer, how do you even navigate all of this?
Well, the first and most important thing is to have a clear written policy on shift swaps.
Okay, so, like, what kind of stuff needs to be in this policy?
Well, it should outline exactly how an employee should request a shift swap.
Okay.
How it's approved.
Mm-hmm.
Who is responsible if somebody misses a shift.
Yeah.
And then you also want to outline the consequences for not following the policy.
Okay, so the policy's there, but, like, what about specific language?
Right.
Are there any things I should be looking out for?
Or sure.
Or making sure to include in that?
A common pitfall is that a lot of policy don't address what happens if there's a last minute swap.
Okay.
Like the day of, or if somebody can't find coverage.
Right.
Your policy should be super clear that any swap at all, even if it's arranged directly between employees,
mm-hmm.
still has to be approved by a manager.
Okay.
That protects you from any kind of liability.
Oh, okay. I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And what about documentation? Should I be keeping track of all this stuff?
Absolutely. You need a system for documenting all the shift swaps.
Mm-hmm.
Who swapped with who.
Okay.
When the swap happened.
Right.
If it was approved or not.
Gotcha.
That documentation can really be helpful
yeah.
if any disputes come up later.
Wow, this is a lot.
Yeah, California's got a lot of regulations.
So now let's talk about just general absence.
Yes.
Like in California, what else do employers need to know about just, you know, sick leave,
right.
family leave, things like that?
Right. Well, you need to know how of these benefits accrue
okay.
and how they can be used. So, for example, sick leaves.
Yeah.
You need to make sure that you're providing the right amount of time off based on their hours worked and that your employees are clear on how they can use it.
Gotcha. So this is probably going to get even more complicated when we start thinking about situations where an employee uses, like, their accrued sick leave for a shift.
Right.
And then swaps with somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, are there any things we need to be aware of with that?
Yeah, for sure. So let's say an employee used a sick day for a shift. They were supposed to work on Monday.
Okay.
But then they swap with a colleague to work on Tuesday instead.
Right.
Now, if they call in sick again on Tuesday,
yeah.
that absence might not be protected under California law.
Wow.
So this is where being really clear with your employees about how much leave they have
okay.
and how swapping shifts might affect that is super important.
So basically, to sum all this up,
yeah.
it sounds like to handle shift swaps and absences in California, you need to have a really clear policy.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have really good documentation.
Right.
And you need to communicate really well with your employees.
Yeah, spot on.
Okay.
But remember, it's not just about avoiding lawsuits. It's
yeah.
about creating a good work environment that's fair and flexible for your employees.
Right.
Finding that balance is what makes a business successful.
I like that. Yeah, so as you're thinking about all of this in your own business, think about how you can find that balance.
Right.
Between, you know, staying legally compliant and also having a really supportive work environment.
Exactly.
Food for thought, everyone.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.